I lived in this place where it was obvious that you needed to save a certain amount of money and you needed to have a nest egg and you needed to be safe, like the whole concept of safety. I didn't know or think that I would ever get that.
Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited hero?
Money, one way or another, for most people I know, has played a huge role in their life, for better or worse. And, you know, I can definitely trace in my life a few different stages. Growing up, being young in Israel, never having any care about money. We were by no means wealthy, but my parents never talked about money. There always seemed to be enough. We went on trips all the time. And so I literally, it was almost like I didn't think about it. I didn't have to wonder, would I have enough or do we have enough? It was not an issue. But when we moved to the States, we were poor. I was 14. My parents had moved us to Chicago. My dad had no medical license there. So he had to start working like a graduate student, essentially. So he was making, you know, $25,000, $30,000 a year. My mom couldn't work. None of us could work. And it got really, really tight. And money became a topic of conversation all the time. All the time. Where were we going to live? Are we going to be able to afford it? Do we have to move to a smaller apartment? My mom had a very strict budget when it came to food, because, you know, that was the primary thing, is you got to be able to eat. And I would just hear about it all the time. And that's when other realities started coming out about the way we lived in Israel. My dad always spending and being in debt a lot. So the reason I didn't have to care in Israel is because my dad was borrowing money all the time and not making enough to cover it. And that's when I started being scared about not having enough money growing up. And I didn't realize it wasn't explicit. But it went on for the rest of my life. And I started reading about how do you make sure you have enough and what is enough, and weirdly catching myself living between two different realities, one of which was I like to be comfortable. And the other one is I'm scared that I'll lose everything. Drug dealing makes sense because of that, because it was a lot of money and it was quick. All these things that I would try to do or focus on, how do I get a lot of money quickly so that I'm not in trouble when it comes to this thing? And Alex mentioned an abundance mindset. I would have laughed out loud like a decade ago, even at those words. I lived in this place where it was obvious that you needed to save a certain amount of money and you needed to have a nest egg and you needed to be safe, like the whole concept of safety. I didn't know or think that I would ever get that. I had always felt like I was behind, always, always, always. And it was one of my biggest sources of stress. And like so many other things in life, I feel like modeling was the thing that allowed me to see it be done differently. And it was through my wife, Sophie, who has a very clear abundance mindset, so much so that I think she's crazy sometimes. But I get to watch, right? I've now intimately known her for 17 years. I get to watch as she lets go of the need to control how the money shows up and where it shows up, and just stays very open. And by the way, also doing the work. So staying open to where my money's going to come from and doing the work. I've watched her do this thing, and one source of income goes away and another one comes in. It's that whole belief of, you know, when a window closes, another door opens, that concept. And I've heard it. God knows I've heard it so many times in my life. But in my head, I was like, no, no, no. I have to prop the door open while I prop the window open. And then I got to figure out how to get my other foot out so I can get one more window open. Because if I don't have all three of these things going on, I'm going to die homeless. And it went there. Like, I really thought we were going to lose our house. We're going to lose everything. And so for me, and if I'm perfectly honest, what I'm grateful for around money is that in the last year and a half, I've realized that it's my work. It's my own personal work to move my anchors, right? I talk about it all the time in the program. You have to identify the anchor. I identify that my anchor was essentially, I'm never going to have enough money. I'm always just going to get by. That was my anchor. Learned it from my parents, saw it my whole life.
And I had to go to abundance.
And like 5 day, like 5 minute journaling, like so many other things, for me, the work of abundance is to actually, and I've now added this to my 5 minute journal, I look for the abundance in my life every day so that I help my brain focus on what is great money-wise and what I already have. So like the other day, I got this package of socks on like subscription from Amazon. And so that was one of the entries in my abundance. Right next to like a 3 day ridiculous vacation in Mexico. Because if I start focusing only on 5 star vacations to Mexico as sign of my abundance, I'm going to find a lot of times when those don't exist. My practice of abundance and the thing that I'm grateful for has allowed me to drop so much fear around money, which then releases that energy that I would normally put into worrying about money, into doing all the other things in life, which, by the way, also makes it easier for my business and my friends and the people around me to function with money. So it all works together. And abundance has played a huge role. And again, literally only in the last year, maybe year and a half.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ignited Heroes Recovery Podcast. I really hope you found the information here useful and that we'll see you back here next week. And look, I want to make sure that this podcast is the most useful it can be for you. So please let me know by emailing info@ignited.com if there are any specific topics or questions you'd like to have addressed. As usual, if you like this episode, I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and rating. Thanks, and see you next week.